You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There's no easy way out when you find yourself on the wrong side of the law in Platte County. Platte County DA Eric Zond is joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Eric, when you eat a McRib, do you think you're really getting the tender rib portion of the meat, or do you think you're getting byproduct that falls on the floor?
Scott, this is not my first rodeo. We all know what the McRib is. It's a delicious sandwich. But it is not a rib.
That is a fact.
I know that you're in criminal law, not civil law, but I've always wondered when people file a class action lawsuit like this against McDonald's, and there's four plaintiffs, but it's class action nonetheless. How do you prove that you're owed money if they were to win? I don't keep my receipts every time I order a McRib.
No, and here's the thing. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it because I don't think they're going to win because we all know that's not a dang rib.
Do you remember the one, Eric, where it said, Red Bull, it will give you wings? And someone sued and said, it did not give me wings.
And they won. That's why there's a bunch of eyes and wings now.
I know.
Is that right?
Yes. It's if you look at the ads now, they've changed.
I just want to be clear. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not one of those kind of lawyers.
I'm
a prosecutor, all right?
You're here to put the bad people away. It's good to be with you. Hey, can you explain to us what the heck is going on with the headlines that everyone's been seeing about the budget, specifically for the Platte County law enforcement officers, and why everyone is so mad about it?
Yeah, Dane, I'm really happy to. It's a really sad deal. The commission's understanding of law enforcement needs, it's myopic and naive, and I don't know what other words to use. And look, I don't expect the commissioners to truly understand what makes law enforcement work. But I wish they would listen to the experts, and here I honestly think the experts are Platte County Sheriff Eric Holland and me. None of this, they keep talking about salaries. None of this is really about paying people more, although that's needed. Our officers are terribly underpaid. And remember this, the commission just got a 30% pay increase, and they're complaining about 5% pay increases for our deputies and, frankly, for every other county employee. Now, look, that's a little bit typical of politicians. They're very happy to feather their own nests. But they oftentimes, sadly, don't really care about the people who do all the work. And for the record, the sheriff and my salaries are set by state statute. And unlike the other officeholders, we don't vote on the county officials' salaries.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Bring it down for all of our listeners, no matter where you live right now. Why does fighting crime and putting bad people away cost not only so much money, but more and more dollars every year?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Criminals don't know jurisdictional boundaries. They don't care, usually, where they are committing crimes. And law enforcement officers for a long time have been underpaid and, frankly, overworked. And you and I all know they do the most dangerous work out there, except maybe for firefighters. And we've got to have boots on the ground. We've got to have boots on the ground in Platte County, and every city needs boots on the ground. And there has become a little bit of a wage war. Right now, the Platte County Sheriff's Department, we just a few years ago were paying $40,000, and then we went to $50,000, and now we've gone to $55,000. But here's the problem. Kansas City right now is at $75,000. Riverside pays more than the Platte County Sheriff's Department does. Parkville pays more than the Platte County Sheriff's Department does. And I can't tell you the number of officers I know who got their training in the Platte County Sheriff's Department and then moved to KCPD. And I don't blame a single one of those officers, because guess what? If you told me as a young man with a family that you could either drive to work in Platte City or you could go a couple of miles down the road and go to work at the North Patrol of the Kansas City Police Department and make $20,000 a year more, I know what I'd do. I'd go make $20,000 a year more.
And they have the same fight in Johnson, too. I want to be clear, Eric, because I've heard this from officers. I don't know which one is on which side, but if you look at Lenexa, Overland Park, and Olathe, they will say those salary structures are different and they're all right next to one another.
Yep. And so here's the thing. We've got to remain competitive on salaries with these other departments. The commission says, look, the sheriff's department is fully staffed. Well, that's not even true today. But I guarantee you this, if they don't do something to this budget, and they can...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Amend it anytime. But if they don't amend it pretty quickly, I can guarantee you the Sheriff's Department will not be fully funded at the end of the year. And here's the problem with that. So they say, look, this is an experiment. If you lose officers, we'll fix it next year. Well, here's the problem. You can't undo a murder. You can't undo a rape, a burglary, a DWI fatality, or even a car break-in. And I would love to have those commissioners sit in a room with a victim of any of those crimes and explain to them why it wasn't important to have enough boots on the ground. Because I will tell you, crime is going to go up if we don't have enough police officers. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that, but I can show you studies if you want, and if the commission would talk to me. They won't even talk to me right now.
Eric, let me jump in for a second. This seems to have gotten, and I'm reading from the Fox 4 story here, seems to have gotten a little bit personal. You had originally endorsed the presiding commissioner in Platte County, Scott Fricker, for his reelection bid. You have since pulled that endorsement, and you said, according to a news release that was sent out, I feel like I've been scammed. And I fear the presiding commissioner Fricker is going to try to hoodwink the voters in a bid to stay in power. He argues you had plenty of time. You and the sheriff had plenty of time to come to them and argue your way about the budget, but you did not.
Yeah, well, that's just false. All right. So first off, the sheriff and I texted Scott Fricker on Saturday, 2 days before the budget was passed. And let me just read you that text exchange. I texted Scott Fricker. Scott, are you available to meet with Eric, Sheriff Eric Holland, and me about the commission's 2026 budget? And I proposed a location and a time. He responded, no, sorry, and the 2026 budget is done. I said, okay, I'll make my comments publicly Monday. I wanted to give you a chance first, but I understand you're not interested in that. He responded, I had a long conversation with Eric, meaning Eric Holland, last week, and I suspect your concerns are similar. Everyone wants more money, not just the two of you. We will spend $3 million more on building improvements than we had in ARPA funds, a big chunk of which went into your space so that you could have a professional space for your attorneys. Same thing for the sheriff's office. We're burning money faster than we're making it, and something had to be done. And that's going to be important. I'll talk about that in a second. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't ask me for money I don't have. I replied, that's fine. I'm just going to tell the public the truth about your supposed support for law enforcement. Hope you have a good weekend. He then replied, I gave you everything you asked for over the last three budgets, And because your staff didn't get bigger raises than everyone else, you're going to do this. You do what you have to do. And sadly, he put me in a position where I didn't have a choice, and the sheriff didn't have a choice. We had to do what we were going to do because he wouldn't meet with us. We wanted to avoid all of this public airing of the dirty laundry in Pott County. Look, it doesn't make anybody look good. Scott looks bad. I don't think I look great. But I will tell you this. I am not going to back down for fighting for public safety in Platte County. I've been doing this job for 23 years. And due to the lack of funding from this commission, Platte County is going to become a more dangerous place. I promise you that. It's going to be more dangerous to raise a family, to own a business, to go to work or school. And I'm not going to stand silent as this commission makes that horrible decision.
Eric, we're up against a break. Let me ask you one other thing. When an officer leaves from one jurisdiction to the other, do you guys track those numbers and why? Because I do think the public would like to know that. If you lose four, what is the average number of officers you lose in a year? And then does that tick up when the money is not where it needs to be?
So it's a really good question. I don't know the answer. I almost am certain that the sheriff knows the answer. I can ask him, come back on. He'd be happy, I'm sure, to come on your show as well. And he knows those numbers better than I know them.
Just text me when you find out, Eric, because I think we want to pass that on to our listeners. I think that's important no matter where you live. Do they track that? And if they don't, they should.
Yep, very happy to do that. I'm almost certain he does.
Eric, I think if you had asked Mr. Fricker to meet you at McDonald's for a McRib, he might have taken you up on that offer. Location, 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 Eric.
That's right. It was the wrong place. I suggested a coffee house and not the famous McRib. Who knows? Maybe he and I can get together sometime and iron out these problems. Maybe he'll agree to fund law enforcement if I buy him a McRib. And I'm making that offer right now. Scott Fricker, let's meet at McDonald's, and I'll buy you a McRib.
Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, always appreciate your time.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. All see right. you, Dana.
Be well. Happy New Year, man.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.